Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Omar Kelly is on the line. Omar Kelly covers the Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel. He's brought to you by Bud Light, official sponsor of the Miami Dolphins. This football season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. Please drink responsibly. And here is Omar Kelly. Hello, O.
Hello, Jay.
So we're good. Now, Crowder tells me, do you want to explain? I was out yesterday. So, Crowder, do you want to explain?
You heard about it, though?
You know what transpired?
Explain yourself, Channing Crowder.
Oh, you know, the Dolphins, it's a little down season. They haven't won a game. I thought it'd be cool for you and Safeed to get into a little altercation on the Sun Sentinel when y'all do y'all's videos. I thought it'd be funny. And then the texter started texting, and, oh, we got up to about $300-$400 on this fight.
See, this is why you let people set themselves up, because you lying to me, Crowder. You're going to give him $100 to slap me.
Yeah.
He put a bounty on you.
Okay, well, let's be honest. I was trying to lighten it up. I wanted him to slap you, but then Safeed, I say his name right. Oh,
I think
help
it's
me
Safeed.
Out. What is it?
I'll just call him Saf.
Sav. So then Sav said, hell, for a quick honey, I do. I said, a hundo? He said, a hundo. I said, I shoot you a hundo, Sav. And so that's how it went down. But then now we got some more money back in it. We might be able to get a little marketing to this. We might let this thing happen.
We get it to 500. I'll let it ride.
I like that. 500. That's entertainment.
Let's say, Omar, let's say you had not heard about this and you guys were just shooting a video and Safeed just reached over and slapped you. What would your response be?
I'd wonder what I said.
Yeah, that's a fair question.
That's honest, too, because most dudes would be tough. I'll tear his ass up. I was being real. Hell, how did this happen?
Because I'm a guy who does self-assessments all the time, and sometimes I say things that I might regret later on. And, you know, I'd have to reassess the situation at that moment. Be like, damn, what did I say?
That's funny, man. Omar Kelly covers the Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel. Dolphins have the Jets on Sunday. It's for something. I don't know what. I mean, we had Manish Mehta on. he said he believes that the Jets are going to beat the Dolphins. You have a feel on Sunday's game?
I think Adam Gase definitely needs to win, just because I don't think his tenure is stable there in New York. I think he'll be fine because Gase is a survivor and he knows how to lobby and angle and things of that nature. I just wrote a column that just got published in the Sun Sentinel basically saying that Adam has not learned anything from his Dolphins tenure because he's making the same mistakes over there with New York. And that's an issue for me because I am a Gase fan and I'm a believer that he will eventually become a good coach when he drops his ego, which is just massive. And, you know, eventually stops trying to politic and angle for power, which is, you know, what he's doing in New York. But, you know, people don't learn from their mistakes. And I included Belichick's tenure with Cleveland and comparing it to the Patriots tenure. And what I realized is that there was 15 years between Belichick in Cleveland and Belichick in New England. That's 15. That's a whole lot of maturation. Maybe Gase becomes the coach he has the potential to be in 15 years, but 1 year after his debauchery in Miami, I think it's a little premature.
And, I was talking about this game, and they're talking about Adams, you know, revenge game coming out here and trying to prove a point to the Dolphins. I was looking from the other angle. You let me know if I'm correct in this. There's a lot of players on this team that wants to prove Adam Gase wrong about his assessment of them, how he treated the players that are currently on the Dolphin roster.
No, I disagree with you. I think a lot of them that's there are very thankful for Gase because I talked to them. Gase gave me my opportunity. Gase said was the first person who believed that I could be an NFL starter. You know, that's all that's really left over there. I don't even think Rashad has a problem with Gase, because really Gase sided with Rashad over his beef with the defensive coordinator last year. So there's no ill will feelings. I mean, they got back at Gase last year when they quit on him at the end of the season. So, you know, it is what it is. And I addressed that in my column as well, because, you know, I don't think we've really, you know, they quit on him at the end of the year. And that was, you know, that was a power players taking a political stance and a power move. They didn't want him back. So they lost the final three games of the season. You know, it is what it is.
What happened Monday night? There any takeaways for Dolphins fans or Dolphins brass about, you know, jumping out to the quick lead and then giving up 27 unanswered points?
Well, it depends on how you view the season. If you're, you know, this fan base is real. As I call them, you're either the tanker or the in denial crowd. You're one or the other. You know, you guys clearly know where I stand. I'm in the tank camp, I was reaffirmed. My concerns and fears were all reaffirmed on 3rd and 20 because, as I'll ask Crowder, you played football for a long time. Mm-hmm. Is there any legitimate justification or reason to call that play you called on 3rd and 20
with
26 seconds left in the game?
Not at all. And the players didn't even know what to do on the play. That was a terrible call.
26 seconds left in the half. Not in the game.
But and they showed their hand. They were running zero blitzes early in the first half. It wasn't like the Steelers were surprised by sending 8. They've been sending 7 and 8 all half, and now you do it on 3rd and 22, and there's no in and outs. There's no communication with Xavien Howard and the guy on the slot. There was nothing of that play that was ever going to work.
So as I said today on my show, X and Omar, I'm keep promoting Sun Sentinel product. This Either Patrick Graham, the Dolphins' defensive coordinator, is in on the tank, which I've fully thought all season long, and have a handful of plays to point out, or he's the most incompetent defensive coordinator in the history of the Dolphins' defense. So you pick which one you want. Those are your two choices. So I'm committed to the fact that, because I think Dolphins are going to have to be maybe 0-16. Because I think Cincinnati has shown you we ain't playing with Ryan Finley. Like, yo, if you thought you was alone, we might be late to the party, but we coming with a bang. We starting a rookie quarterback that don't have no business on the field. So Dolphins now might have to double down and go 0-16.
Yeah, I think it might be an 0-16 season if you want that number one pick. Omar Kelly is with us, covers the Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel. Quickly, we all see that Josh Gordon has been released or being released off IR today. So the Dolphins sit atop the waiver wire. So they could take him if they want. Will they? Have they?
I initially said I don't want it to happen, and I say no from this standpoint. Josh Gordon has battled substance sobriety issues his entire NFL career. The worst place you could possibly put him is in Miami. Everybody is not meant for this market, is not meant to play in this community. I for his health, I don't want the Dolphins to claim him. I wish him the best wherever he ends up. I hope he ends up at a smaller market team. I hope he ends up at Cincinnati and can redeem his – stay focused and redeem his career. But if you care about him, you don't want him here. And, you know, maybe Flores has history with him. Flores knows him. So if Flores says this is a guy that I need to have him on my team and have his back, I'll support it. I'll wish him his best. But I know what these Miami streets do to people, and I'll fear him being here every single day I'm covering that team.
And, oh, quickly on the way out, with Xavien Howard going on IR, I'm perplexed by this. If the Dolphins were 4-3, would Xavien Howard be on IR?
No, but
You're in on the tank, though. You just said it. You're in on the tank. But he just played. He got an interception, then you go on IR. That was just – I think he could play some more games this season.
He's legitimately hurt, though. You could even see it on that 3rd and 20 play. Yeah. And here's my concern. He is your one – like, you know how we tore this down to the studs? Mm-hmm. Like, no, you tore down 3 of the 4 studs. That's the one stud left. Are you really willing to risk continuing to play Xavien Howard to have him tear an ACL and miss all of 2020? Is that what you're willing to do? Because Xavier forced his way onto the field against Pittsburgh. Xavier's like, I want to play against Juju. I want to show you what I can do against an elite receiver. And he showed you for a half till he re-aggravated his knee. And, you know, that made me realize sometimes these coaches, when they got to protect these players against themselves. And I was wrong on that accord because I supported Xavier playing against Juju because he wanted to play against Juju. And, you know, wrote the story of Xavier saying, I'm going to play for putting pressure on Flores. And that was my bad because sometimes these coaches and the training staff, they know what's best for a player. And Xavier possibly pushed it too much too fast.
Omar Kelly, read his work in the Sun Sentinel. Thank you, O.
All right, guys.
Look out for keep your head on a swivel when you're on Safeed. He's gone.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.